Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, welcome back. We were able to keep Chris Perkins from the Sun Sentinel for just a few more minutes here because we do have a lot. Priority re-sign list, and man, it's a big list of veteran guys. And listen, some guys, and God bless them if they do, get money or better opportunity to have a bigger, you know, part of the defense or the offense. I completely understand. Number one priority re-sign for you of all the guys off top of your head.
Ooh. I think Landon Roberts is going to be high on my list just because of the leadership that he has and the respect that he has in that locker room. So I don't know where Teddy Bridgewater is for me. He's probably in the middle of that list. Gesicki is not coming back.
Hurt not being able to play. In
I know.
Those
see,
games
that's the thing. But he's just not going to cause problems as a number two. That's what I worry about.
No, he's perfect for Tua.
Right.
Perfect.
That's what I worry about with the backup quarterback. Who have you got?
Trent Sherfield.
Yeah, I would bring Sherfield back.
He's one of their guys, and he was good. He showed he can be a number three receiver.
I will say, you know, the running backs, I think that I would bring Mostert back, but I don't know if he's going to be my starter. He's going to be 30. He knows the system. Tough runner, good guy, but you got to bring one of those guys back, Wilson or Mostert.
You talked about Brandon Shell. Where's he fit in?
He's coming back for me. Brandon Shell is coming back, either as the starting right tackle or as the swing tackle, the backup swing tackle. But he's definitely useful.
Van Ginkle.
I would try to bring.
He lost some snaps this year.
Yeah.
Lost a lot.
I would try to bring Gink back. I would bring Melvin Ingram back. I'll say that because Ingram was costing you, what, $4 million this year, $3 million, something like that.
How about the first month of the season, he's AFC Defensive Player of the Month.
Right. Right.
He's phenomenal.
Yeah, and really because you've got Chubb and Phillips, that's why I'm bringing Ingram back as a number three, not as a primary, obviously. But Ingram is going to be 33, 34, but I would bring him back because he's going to be cheap and he could get you six, maybe seven sacks.
To your point, the tight end thing's going to be – the tight end position going to be an inner outside of Durham Smythe.
Yep. Listen, John Embry, the tight ends coach, told us that he questioned – Hunter Long's love of football.
We haven't seen anything from Hunter Long.
No,
how many years
not.
Are we going to go through this?
Yeah. So that's, you know, the Hunter Long, Tanner Connor, that room, and Gesicki will be gone. That room's going to get a major overhaul.
So I know they love Tanner Connor.
Yep.
Had two balls thrown and two drops.
Right. And couldn't stay healthy. So, yeah.
So
we'll see with the running back room and defensively, Byron Jones, like we said, is not coming back.
Well, the fact that he didn't come back, they question that they're saying no, it wasn't, he tried and things. My point is, it's hard for me to imagine just as an outsider.
Yeah.
You couldn't come out. You were supposed to be ready to go to the start of the season, and you couldn't come back the whole season.
Yep.
From the Achilles to the ankle, the ankle to it. The knee. That's you couldn't it. Find any time going from city to city. You couldn't play a little football-y.
Exactly, man. Exactly. So, look, they've got to hope that Brandon Jones and Nick Needham also come back at 100%, right? You've got Cater, and I think X comes back at 100%. If you can get that secondary back, then you're pretty much there on defense. You'll upgrade at inside linebacker. But getting that secondary, like we said, they're good at tackle. The pass rush, Chubb has to be a leader. He's got to be double-digit sacks. So you've got some upgrades to make there, but that offensive line and the running back position and the tight end position and the backup quarterback position, you've got to make some major moves there, Chris Greer. You've got to answer some major questions.
Yeah. No, it's going to be an interesting one going forward to see what the team. I want to ask you about Eric Rowe. I thought Eric Rowe played really well, considering he was inactive 1 week. Not sure exactly what happened. He wasn't either, apparently. But he's a good player.
Yeah,
guy made a nice switch from cornerback to safety.
Right, right, and a good special teams guy. He was costing you, like, I think, $5.3 million this year. I'd bring him back.
Won't do it for that much money.
He's a swing guy, Joe. He's a valuable guy.
I agree.
He's a valuable guy.
He did a lot of things. Listen, we're lucky to have him after Jones went down and hurt you. Duke Riley.
Yeah, I mean, maybe. If
Duke can run.
He can run. He can run, but a lot of guys can run. He doesn't cost you that much, but that's an example of a guy that I like, and you need an upgrade. You need to
upgrade. So the thing that gets me, we had all these not a lot of linebackers. Actually didn't play with that many this year. But I just, for the life of me, can't figure out Channing Tindall through a full season as a guy we watched could fly at Georgia. We never got a chance to see it.
Yeah, and I don't know what the disconnect was.
Are the defenses, obviously, they didn't trust him assignment-wise.
Right.
And he's athletic. The other guys, and you got to play your best guys. Hell, this is not a popularity contest.
Yep.
Doesn't matter where you were drafted. We got to play the guys that, if you're on the roster and you're the best player, you got to play.
Yep. Yep.
This isn't just because I'm coaching my kid's team.
Right.
My kid's not very good. Exactly. He's going to play, though, because I'm here.
Exactly. And so that goes back to the Chris Greer thing, right? That third-round pick, you know, guys like Dieter and Channing Tindall, they've got to contribute. They've got to be major. As a third-round pick in your rookie year, you should be a rotational player. You don't have to start, but you should be a rotational player unless you were drafted as a project. And I don't know how many third-round projects there are, unless you're a quarterback. Those are things that work against Chris Greer because you need that talent on the field. And, again, I keep going back to this. You've opened this window, and Teron Armstead is not going to be around for the next 3 years physically. He's just not. You've got to take advantage of having that glamour left tackle, that guy who is Pro Bowl caliber and can hold things down for you, because once he leaves, now you have another major problem.
We have had a lot of coaches, and we blamed a lot on the coaches every time. On the offensive line, the guys don't know what they're doing. This group, I thought some of the best coaching we've seen, along with the new schemes that they run.
Yeah.
You know, we didn't run the ball a lot, as you mentioned, second to last in carries. But we had a 4.3 average.
Yep. Yep.
I mean, you look at our guys, 4.3 average is really good. I mean, we've been in the threes the last couple of years. But it's trying to figure out this offensive line thing, and we have just not, through the draft, have not done a good enough job. Robert Hunt is by himself.
Yeah, but what do you think the offensive line is preventing you from doing? Because we saw a good passing game early in the year, right? We see the rushing average. So, like, why all this focus on offensive line? I don't get it.
I get you.
Yeah,
and you made that clear. It was interesting you said that. You think everybody's too wrapped up?
Yeah. Like, why are you're spending all of these picks, like the resources you put into this freaking offensive line, and you're spinning your wheels. Move on.
Yeah.
Like, you're able to score and run the ball, and you can protect the quarterback.
We did some good things this year. We did. That's a good point.
Perky,
you stopped me right there. I don't disagree with you. Went back and Tua completed a lot of pass down the field because he had time to throw.
Right.
I mean, that's part of it. And by the way, as far as that goes, as crazy as it was, and sometimes it wasn't great because Buffalo started blitzing, But when he had time, and he had time to make three or four throws in that game, and we just weren't able to make them. But, hey, Perk, thank you for real this time. Appreciate you coming on, man.
Yeah, I'm right down the street. Call me
anytime. Thank you, man.
Can we get one more thing out of the way here?
What?
We got sorry.
You're not, getting ready to stir
like
it up.
No, that's not personal. It's not personal at all. All right. So some guy on Twitter, Scott, he goes by the People's Champ. He asked, are you guys really going to talk to and how we are about to waste the next 2-3 years? It's embarrassing. How do you give the topic a scholarship?
So do we you guys hit it hard.
Yeah, I know you did. But do you want to just – like, put your final word here in on Tua. Is he back next
I don't
year?
Trust
starter
him.
Next year?
I've just
you
been saying for 2 weeks.
We know that.
Perk? But where else are you? Like, if it – okay, you can bring in Tom Brady, I guess. You can bring in that guy, but then
you may not have another choice.
But, but you're kind of giving up. You're giving up on Tua. So you're ready to give up on Tua? Or
I'm not, but I'm not going to go through another season.
He said this morning he'd take Derek Carr.
I'm not going through another season and just doing what Chris Greer did. He's going to play 17 games. The doctor said he's fine. Well,
what quarterback out there would you not rather roll the dice with Tua?
But otherwise, you're throwing away Tua, right? The fifth year option and all that. Like,
I'm not giving him $22 million for a fifth year. And somebody yesterday was with us and said it's not that much money. You might as well just do it.
I think I'm
you
rolling.
Give it to him?
Yeah, I'm rolling with Tua. I'm rolling with Tua. And but
you better get me a strong backup.
Okay, but again, Joe, you've opened this championship window. Now, Tom Brady, that's good, right? I'm just saying, if you get Brady, and I'm just using
if
that name
or not. I got you.
But you're trying to win a Super Bowl, and if Tua doesn't play this year, and you don't find out if this guy can play 17 games, you're pretty much giving up on Tua, right? Because you're not going to extend him if he can't play 17 games. So I think if you want to move forward with Tua, you play him this year. But you've got to weigh that against, again, that championship window is very small. So are you going to waste a year messing around with Tua, or are you going to push Tua aside right now and say,
I'm not pushing him aside. I got him on the cheap this year.
You do,
but it's dead money. If he's not good.
If you bring in Derek Carr or whoever, a starter, that's essentially dead money, right? He's not playing.
Right.
So I'm going to find out about the guy that I drafted. That's how I look at it. I'm not tossing a first-round pick aside. To me, that's what you're doing if you don't play Tua this year. If you don't play him this year, you're not going to go back to
him. You're giving him, I think Greg Cody said, well, if you're so committed to him, let's see you give him that fifth-year option before May 1st.
Why do you have to do that?
Yeah, I'm not.
You don't
there's
have
just
to.
No, yeah, there's
not,
no
Daniel
better.
Jones. They didn't do it for Daniel
yeah,
Jones.
I'm not doing
so,
that.
I think the problem is that there's no better option. If there was a clear upgrade that was easy to go and get, then obviously
there may not
you would
be.
Look at it.
By the way, in fairness to everybody out there, Tua may be our best option, and we just got to hold our breath.
What if he stays healthy?
You can win with Tua. And I think that as a smaller point for the organization, you don't want to see Tua go off and do the Drew Brees, right? And I'm not saying that Tua is going to be a Hall of Famer, but you don't want to miss out. I picked an extreme example. You don't want Tua to go off and be successful somewhere else and be a franchise quarterback for somebody else.
I'm the wrong guy.
To be Drew Brees.
As soon as that happened.
You're a rattled guy right now, man.
It happened a second time, and we couldn't play with our number one quarterback in a crucial game against the Patriots. Could have wrapped this whole thing up.
But
and then come back home, and I watch the rookie quarterback. I mean, that was brutal.
Yeah,
but win that game, and then the kid wasn't ready to play in that playoff game. We probably win that thing with Tua, but I don't have him, and I'm just supposed to forget about that.
No,
but here's the thing: like the same guy, Perk, he replies to us on Twitter. He said, "Yes, it's over. Go get Rodgers." It's like, yeah, everyone would go get Rodgers if you could.
First of all, that ain't going to be cheap.
Yeah,
second of all, there ain't no guarantee.
Issue.
They already came out and said, we want to keep. They're already kissing his ass to come back
like that
for
might
$56
not be
million.
Might not be an option.
That's true.
So that's why, like, if Aaron Rodgers just came out today and said, hey, you know what, I really want to keep playing, and I love Miami.
By the way,
it's on my short list of places to go. Of course you make an attempt.
This may be your best option. I don't disagree with that comment. I have had a chance to think about all the different avenues, and you guys might be right. And if that is, then we got to go. We got to hold our breath. Every time he's in that pocket, and every time he rolls left or right.
I disagree. Here's like, again, look to the other coast. Look at San Francisco. The lesson here to me is build a better team. teams have lost their starting quarterback and won a Super Bowl, right? The 2015 Broncos.
There's only one San Francisco, though, right now.
No, there's not.
Playing with their third guy, and that guy looks like he's a friggin' MVP.
But, Joe, it's not about Brock Purdy. It's about you have Christian McCaffrey, you have Kittle, you have Deebo Samuel, you have Shanahan, you have D'Amico Ryans coordinating that defense, you have special teams.
Oh, that number one D, I forgot.
They built a system around the quarterback so that whether it's Trey Lance, Jimmy G, or Brock Purdy, you can keep it moving, right? The 2015 Broncos that lost Peyton Manning and Brock Osweiler came in, they won a Super Bowl, Joe, 19 touchdown passes, 23 interceptions.
Yeah.
The 17 Eagles, you lose Carson Wentz and Nick Foles comes. Yeah. Like, build a system that you can absorb.
So you're more about the system, right, and stop looking at the name on the jersey.
Stop looking at Tua.
Well,
stop
this
looking
first
at
time,
the quarterback
you wait till the
position.
End of the show to tell me that.
That's been one of my things. Like, stop focusing. Like, people obsess on the offensive line. Build
I
a team.
I still believe most teams need
build
that
a team.
Big dog.
Build a team that one,
the,
when one guy goes
who
out,
the four
you don't
teams
crumble.
Left in AFC in the playoffs. I'm having trouble for just real quick before I let you go. Let me see. Josh is playing Joe.
Yeah, but every
Mahomes is playing Trevor.
Yeah,
good things. Those guys are easy to find.
But, look, man.
I got you.
By the way, Tua was as good as all those
guys. That wasn't even funny.
Quarterback is definitely your number one position in football, but I'm saying build a team that can absorb the loss of a quarterback. Everybody can't do that, but teams do it. 72 Dolphins did it. Right?
Don't throw the Dolphins.
I mean, Bob Greasy went out.
Yeah, they had that damn running game. Don't throw the Dolphins.
Build a better team, Chris
right.
Greer.
That's fair.
Next time Perk comes in, we talk about that big helmet. You heard about that, Perk?
Oh, yeah.
The extra padding
that,
right? On the
yeah,
helmet.
Yeah. I've seen that.
All right. We're done.
We got to try all Perk, avenues,
I'm
bro.
Can Perk go? He said he had to go. He's got stuff to do. Plus that relationship.
Here we go. I know.
I could let go. Hey, man, we got to go to break. I'm messing around.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We do have to go to break. We'll be back in a moment. All right, welcome back, and good morning. I want to thank Chris Perkins, man, for coming in and spending some time and honestly bringing it, man. I thought he brought a little bit here today. Brought a little heat to the whole thing and his thoughts on going forward and guys coming back from injury and what needs to get better and all the things with this Dolphins team that's going to give you a chance to improve. And obviously we're still waiting to see which coaches, if they're all invited back or if some of them are let go here in the next few days, will be an interesting one for sure. The other story here too that we haven't hit for a while, Jake Garcia, the backup quarterback for University of Miami, has jumped into the transfer portal. I'm guessing, Woody, would you agree with this? Jake's got a game plan. Like, he must have somebody interested, right, if he's going.
Yeah, I would think so. And this, again, like we talked about earlier, this is a great thing why the transfer portal exists. Like, this is the reason for it. You know, it's a chance for him to – he's not going to play at Miami, right? So it's a great opportunity for him to go to – you know, I don't know, off the top of my head, USF's terrible. Like, he could go there and probably start.
Well, he must have somebody. He's got a big name still. Somebody will give him a chance to come in.
One of those schools at that level, though, will certainly give him an opportunity. He'll get to play, and that's why the transfer portal is a good thing.
And I will tell you this, that the transfer portal is made for every quarterback. There's a four-star or a five-star quarterback in every program that doesn't play because somebody comes back or somebody new comes in and has got it and playing at a higher level or even a walk-on. And all the other guys take off. The four- and five-star guys go, well, I'm not beating this guy out. He's having success, and he's going to play here for a year or two more. So they take off, and that's pretty much what has happened. We've been all over the place this morning with with the Miami Dolphins and going forward after the press conference here the last couple of days. And everybody checking out. Of course, the offseason now begins. And before you know it, it'll be free agency. And then it'll be the draft. And Dolphins sitting there with a second, couple of third-round picks, and a six and a seven. Yeah.
You want to check in on the poll at Joe Rose Show? We haven't checked in.
Yeah, man. I almost forgot.
Anyway, see how your poll is doing. The Dolphins finished the season with a 9-8 record and a wild card round loss to the Bills. Was this season a success? 61.4% say yes.
Okay.
And then the comments under it call this a loser fan base. Which, by the way, you should not, I mean, you just shouldn't accept 9-8s anymore. Like, the roster's too good.
It just is, man.
Like, at a certain point, you got to get past this 500 yes, nonsense.
I agree, especially when you're 8-3, and then you work your way back to 9-8/9-9 that you ended up with. We didn't get in the playoffs, but the guy before went 9-8, and he went 10-6. And I get this, a happier group, and it was a better offense, and had better players. I think this team was much more talented than last year's team overall. I guess that's some of the disappointment for me too. But there were some great performances this year. There was. The passing game, especially the first half of the season, was a lot of fun to watch, especially the big plays on the outside. Those are good for business.
Let me ask you a weird question here. What would this season have looked like if you had kept Brian Flores? You obviously don't get Tua playing the way that he did.
Nope.
Tua will be all bummed out, not playing well.
No, it'd have been bad.
Would it, like, what would this thing have looked like?
It wouldn't have worked. Wouldn't have worked.
No.
Apparently all this stuff going on, Chris and Brian didn't get along, and Brandon didn't get along with Chris with Brian, and then Brian didn't get along with apparently other people, and then it got bad, and then, of course, all the other stuff that went on to finally
But all those guys, they're all tied to Tua. Like, that's their reputation. That's it, man. That's the biggest pick they're ever going to make. And if you think the guy's talented, the coach can be replaced. The quarterback can't, as we're finding out right now. Look how hard it is to find a quarterback. It's not so hard to find a coach.
Well, the quarterback thing, whether you like it or not, I guess we might as well stop, because Tua was named the starting quarterback for next year 2 days ago.
Well, I mean, come on. What did you think they were going to do?
No, I thought they
get up
do
there
what
and
they
say we're going to really go through our options and then see. Like,
no, I thought
they're not going to say that.
Hey, we got more stuff coming up here. Kyle Krabs from Locked On Fins podcast. Going to break down some more on the Miami Dolphins on this day of hardcore football. You're going, what the hell happened today? Holy smokes. That was crazy. Hey, I want to tell you about something that's not crazy that I know you're going to like, especially if you're looking to get involved in a great charity down here. It's in Dade County. It's Chapman Village or Chapman Partnership. Boy, I love talking about the organization because I've seen firsthand the work they've done. I've given my own money because Chapman Partnership not only takes in the homeless, but does so much more. It's not just a warm meal and a bed and a place for everybody to sit. It is so much more. It's about rehabilitation and helping families and individuals get back out on their own within 2 to 3 to 4 months, and they've done a great job of it by giving people a second chance. And each month, they prepare and serve 3 meals a day to 800 men, women, and children at their Miami and Homestead Center. They got two of them in Dade County. More than 800,000 meals annually and close to $1 million in operating costs. So they need your help. We've got a lot of great programs for mental health and babysitting services and all these things to help families while they're there find jobs and find a place to live. And they help them the whole way through. So listen, we need your help. It's a new year and a great way to kick off a resolution to help those in our community that need your help. So please join me at WQAM in 2023 as we help support families at Chapman by providing nutritious meals for their clients to create a sense of wellness in this community. Go online to chapmanpartnership.org/sponsor a meal. That's chapmanpartnership.org/sponsor a meal. To sponsor a meal and sign up to serve in 2023. It's a big part of what they do every day We're lucky. We have a lot of people involved, a lot of great churches and individual groups that sponsor meals, but we still need more help. Just a little bit can change a life today. Be part of the Chapman Village. Thank you so much.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.